I disagree with that strongly on a number of points. I think, first of all, the nuclear power industry and the proponents of nuclear power are trying to paint nuclear power to be a clean generation source for electricity. And while it is true that there are some benefits to nuclear power for certain types of air pollution, including carbon dioxide, it is untrue to paint that as a clean technology, because from the mining of the uranium and the waste that comes from that to the processing of the material to the actual disposal of the radioactive waste and other problems associated with that, we still don't have a long-term solution to dealing with radioactive waste. So that is a very serious issue about how this technology, it does not deal with its waste well. And right now it's piling up at these reactor sites all over the country, and there's no long-term solution to that that is viable. The transfer of it out to the desert in Yucca Mountain, Nevada, is not going to happen anytime soon. There's been ongoing problems. The prices are escalating. It's a real issue. So first is waste. The second is that this technology is proving to be extraordinarily expensive. We're seeing the prices coming in on new nuclear plants. The state of Florida has recently seen two proposals, one from Florida Power and Light, one from Progress Energy, come in excess of $15-17 billion. That is a phenomenal amount of money, and when you spend that money on nuclear power, it means you're not spending it on other technologies that actually solve the problem quicker and cleaner. Things like investing in energy efficiency, investing in renewable energy sources, and really making sure that we come up with viable alternatives that are going to be cost-effective and are going to be solutions that are going to solve the problem. The other last point that I would make about why nuclear power is not a solution to global warming is that nuclear power is not a technology that we can deploy across the globe. There are a number of developing countries, Indonesia, countries in Africa, Somalia, and other countries like this, even countries in the Middle East, that we're not going to want to see commercial nuclear power development for security reasons. And we can't solve global warming if the number one technology we're advocating, which a lot of the proponents of nuclear power are proposing that nuclear power is the technology to solve global warming, we can't even deploy in developing countries. We've got to deploy technologies that we can export without concern of terrorism, without concern of nuclear proliferation, nuclear weapons proliferation. And so nuclear power is not a technology that can solve a global problem. We may be able to get away with building a few more nuclear power plants in this country and a few other countries around the world, but to solve global warming, we need technologies that we can deploy all across the board, both in this country and in the developing world.
We're speaking with Stephen Smith with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Dr. Diaz, the former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, said that solar energy would not be a good solution for Florida because of the state's cloud cover. What would you say to that?
That's such a false statement. I mean, yes, Florida has clouds, but Florida has way more sunshine than they do clouds. This is not the Pacific Northwest. This is the Sunshine State. Florida has a tremendous solar resource. Florida Power and Light has just made some major investments in both solar photovoltaics and solar concentrating technology to start to build that base. Countries like Germany, states like New Jersey, have made much greater investments in solar power than we have in the Southeast and in Florida specifically. There is absolutely no reason why we can't fully exploit the solar resource we have, both for generating electricity and also for generating hot water for our homes for hot water use, our businesses for hot water use, and even some of the, you know, heating of swimming pools. Solar thermal is a very viable option in the state of Florida. Solar PV is a very viable option. If we get the incentives right, we can deploy large amounts of solar in the state of Florida, and that is one of the technologies that we really need to embrace.
And Niels Diaz also criticized the cost of solar power. And how would you compare the cost of solar versus nuclear?
Well, if you take a snapshot at this moment in time, nuclear power costs are probably, some of these new reactors are coming in somewhere between 12 and 15 cents a kilowatt hour. Solar electric generation is probably going to come in somewhere between 25 and 35 cents a kilowatt hour. But the trends for nuclear power, the trends for coal, the trends for natural gas are all up. The trends for solar are all down. And I like to say that I believe that in the life of some of these plants that are being proposed in Florida, in other words, if Progress Energy proposes a new nuclear plant It'll take 10 years to build, and then they'll try to operate it for 40 years. So over the course of the next 50 years, I can promise you that solar technology is going to be much more cost-effective because the trend line's coming down. The price decreases that we've seen over the past decade, as those continue, they will cross in the near future. Maybe it may be 3, it may be 5, it may be 10 years. They will cross that price point where they will disrupt the way we generate electricity. It will become a disruptive technology because it will become what's called grid parity, where it is as cost-effective to deploy solar as it is to deploy these other technologies. So the question for decision-makers is, do you bet on a technology that has continued to have problems and has been very expensive and continues to require massive government subsidies, massive insurance protection subsidies, and the commodity price of the things to build these nuclear plants are going up dramatically, or do you bet on a technology that the prices are coming down, the technology is advancing, we're getting the economies of scale, and you bet on that technology and you deploy that so that your future rates are the ones that you're looking out for? And I believe that by the time that some of these nuclear plants actually get built and deployed, solar will be more cost-effective than they are.